In Luke 2 this morning, we are in Christmas time and all the Christmas messages, but here's one this morning that just, I was reading and thinking about the messages. In fact, I've been working on the messages for the next several weeks here, trying to find what the Lord had me to do. And as I was reading about the shepherds here, I was reminded of the great shepherd. Amen? And follow with me with Luke 2 verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this sign shall be unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now, go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned and glorified, praising God for all things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. As I think about the Christmas time and the Christmas account, they're not really stories, they're actual events, amen, that took place, their account, it's history, that one of the first groups that our Lord should reveal Himself to that is in the world is the shepherds. The shepherds heard the good news that the great shepherd had come. I want to speak this morning on the great shepherd keeping watch over His flock. Amen? The great shepherd keeping watch over His flock. Father, I ask now as we go into this message this morning that it would honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Above all, that it would lift Him up, that it would draw all men unto Him. That if under the sound of my voice this morning, there was one soul without Christ, they'd be drawn to put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior this morning, that their sins could be cleansed, they could be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and born into Thy family, become a part of Thy flock, part of that family that You care for, Father. And for those here that are born again, that are saved, that are already part of that flock, may this message be an encouragement to them. Father, fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Guide me into all truth through His power. Keep me focused on Your Word. Help me to speak slow and clear, but above all, with the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask in my Savior's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I like the story of the shepherd. Probably one of my favorite parts of the story here is the shepherds. I could just imagine that night out there when they were in the field and watching their flocks and maybe talking about the coming Messiah, having no idea that the sky's about to light up and they're going to receive the announcement that He's here. And they came into town right away and they saw it, they heard, and they went and told. But I'm thinking about that. I got to think about it. The great shepherd, the good shepherd, first, one of the first groups He revealed Himself to was the shepherds. What a picture of the shepherd caring for His flock. I want to speak to you, first of all, that the good shepherd is always keeping watch over His flock. He is the good shepherd. In John 10, we're reminded He is the good shepherd, not just a shepherd, the good shepherd. In verse 11, our Lord said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. He cares so much for us that He went to that cross for us. He became the sacrificial lamb that we could go free. Amen? The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep, for His flock. We could not be part of His flock. We could not be a part of the family of God this morning had He not given His life in exchange for us. Amen. Look at verse 14. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Amen. He knows this morning who his flock is. If you're here this morning, he knows whether you're his flock or whether you're not. You can fool everybody else in this room this morning, but you can never fool the great shepherd. For he knows. He sees the heart, what no one else in this room can see. We see the fruits and try and judge by the fruits, but some folks can be good pretenders. If you're here this morning and you've never come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he knows it, and when you leave this world, you will stand before him, and it will be revealed. So I'd encourage you, if you don't know him this morning, he laid down his life for you. He wants to know you. He wants you to know him. He wants to bring you to the Father. But you must come by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 40. Isaiah chapter 40. And look at me at verse 10 and verse 11. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. When you see verse 11 there, you know what I get a picture of? For God so loved. That love of God. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When you come to him, he gathers you in his arms. He carries you in his bosom, and he gently leads you along. That's so precious, to be a part of his flock. Amen. Lambs are prone to stray. The shepherd must keep them close by, and he does. Amen. I am so glad that he is my shepherd. Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34. Speaking of the great shepherd, the good shepherd. Ezekiel 34. And look with me at verse 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I even I will both search my sheep and seek them out. You know, God never lets his sheep go very far before he comes after them. Amen? He seeks them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they be lie in good fold, and in fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. Aren't you glad? That's our shepherd. He feeds us. You have his word. You can be fed every day there. I know he gives us physical food too, but I believe it's a spiritual food he's speaking of here. You can come to his word every day now that you're his, and his Holy Spirit reveals his word, and you can feast upon his word daily. Isn't that good? He'll lead you to pastures that are fat, that are just green, that are just peaceful and enjoyable. That's the great shepherd. He came to bring peace, that your sins are forgiven. He came to bring peace, that God accepted his sacrifice for your sins, and you can now come home to the Father. Aren't you glad? That's the great shepherd. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13 on this great shepherd, the good shepherd. Hebrews 13 and verse 20 and 21. Now again, the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleased in His sight through Jesus Christ. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. It is a great Shepherd that gave His life for us. It is His blood that keeps us. It is the Holy Spirit of His that seals us on the day of redemption. We belong to Him. I'm so glad. I have a great Shepherd. I have the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We belong to Him this morning. And the Good Shepherd always is keeping watch over His flock. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Aren't you glad that when we do try and stray, He is there to draw us back, to chasten us back, to let us know He loves us too much to get out where we can be harmed. Amen? That's a great God. Now let's think of the Good Shepherd's flock. John chapter 3. The Good Shepherd's flock. There's only one way into His flock. There's only one way to become one of His sheep. In John 3 verse 3, after our Lord speaking to Nicodemus, He says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In verse 5, He says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Thou which is born of the flesh is flesh, and thou which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. It's the only way we can become His sheep. We can't change ourselves into one of His sheep by ourselves. You can't hide the fact that we're lost without Him. Only He can save us and change us and transform us into one of His flock. John 3:16, I quoted a little while ago, but let's read it again. You're right there right now. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what God's will is this morning, that you would hear the good news that the shepherds heard, that you would realize it's good tidings and you would come to be part of the shepherd's flock. In John 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That verse you can quote to those that claim all gods lead to heaven. No, they don't. Only the Lord Jesus Christ does. Amen. On the authority of God's Word. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by Him. That is the only way into the shepherd's flock, is to come by way of the great shepherd and the blood that He shed. When you do come, 2 Corinthians 5:17, this is the good news. This is the good news of the gospel. When you do come, He does it. He says in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 5, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. He makes you a brand new sheep. Under Christ, you get a brand new start. Isn't that wonderful? He wipes away all your sin. He forgets it. He puts it out of His mind. They're blotted out in the books. You are now part of His flock. And all is well between you and the great shepherd. The Romans 3:10 says, there's nothing to do with good, no, not one. We're reminded, we can't do it on our own. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We cannot change ourselves from a goat to a sheep. We can't do it. We can't change anything about ourselves that would please God apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, apart from His Word. Romans 5 verse 8, but God looked at us and said, there they are, lost and undone and without hope. I will send my Son into the world to do what they cannot do for themselves. Romans 5 verse 8, but God commendeth His love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Aren't you glad that God sent His Son? Romans 6:23, because God has reminded us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Death is what we deserve. We don't deserve to be a sheep of His flock. We don't deserve to be part of the family of God. We're only there because God in His goodness, God in His mercy, God in His grace, God in His love chose to die in our place, that we could go free. Does that not amaze you with the love that the Great Shepherd, the Good Shepherd, has for you and I? Romans 10 reminds us what it means to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10 and verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's that simple to become a part of His flock. He wants you. He wants you to be a part of His flock, and He wants you to know you're a part of His flock. 1 John 5 and verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. God wants you to be a part of His flock, part of His family, wants you to be one of His sheep, and He wants you to know it when you become one. He doesn't want you wandering around, did He do what He said He'd do or didn't He? If you believed, He kept His word, He saved. Amen? If you believed from the heart, and if you called out to Him as a sinner, asking for the Lord Jesus Christ's blood to cleanse you, to forgive you, He did the keeping. He did the saving. He'll do the keeping. Amen? You're a part of His flock. In John 10, back in John 10 again, we see His care for the sheep that come to Him. In John 10 and verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. You cannot lose it. Amen? Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. In order for us to get unsaved, someone has to overthrow the God that saved us. And they can't do that. Amen? My God is great. My Father is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. That's our great shepherd. That's the good shepherd. Matthew 25. And look with me here at verse 31. He's coming back one day, and He's going to know the sheep from the goats, and He's going to separate them. Verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall gather all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set up the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. He knows. This is when He comes in His glory to reign. First He's coming for His church, and those that are His sheep will go out then. Amen? He's coming back, and He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. One day, we will know every one of us in this room that are a sheep or a goat will be known by which side He divides us to. But I want you to know this morning, number three, the good news that the shepherds heard is the great shepherd wants you to be part of His flock. Look back at Luke again, in Luke 2, and look at verse 13. As the angels came, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. He came with good news. He came to forgive. Men, He came to set free. In John 3, back in John 3 again, He came with the power to forgive. In verse 17, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let me ask you this morning, do you understand how much He wants you? That He gave His life for you? If you've already come to Him and you're already part of His flock, that gives you great rejoicing in this world. This Christmas season, you have more to rejoice than anyone else in the world. You know that He came for you. It's not just a song we sing at Christmas time. It's not just a message or some sign somewhere. If you are part of His flock, it is real. It is in your heart. And when you lay your head at night, you know you're His. You come to His Word, and it speaks to you. You bow your head and pray, and you know that He hears you and answers you. You know that when you stray, He chastens you and brings you back. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful to know. He wants you to know you're His. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, we're reminded that God came for the purpose of saving, not destroying. In verse 9, 2 Peter 3, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, God would desire, God's desire is that all the world would come into His flock. But they must come willingly. I was talking to someone this week and told him, God doesn't browbeat and force folks into salvation. He doesn't come with weapons of warfare to force you into becoming a Christian. He came on that cross. He died there for you. He rose again. The choice is yours. Your choice determines where you will spend eternity, heaven or hell. Your choice determines whether you belong to God's family or the devil's family. Your choice determines whether you're a sheep or a goat. Yes. But God invites you to come freely of your own will. If you choose to resist God and not come, that is your choice. But there is eternity to pay. But that's not what He wants. His desire that everyone here this morning would know Him. Would know Him so well that like the shepherd, we'd rejoice going to tell folks what a great shepherd we serve. How great His salvation is. As we go our way, we be telling folks about the real Christ in Christmas. We be telling folks about the glory of the season that I've been born again, and so can you. Amen? That we keep it about Christ. We'd have that within us, that rejoicing. Those songs we sing would come not from our lips, not from our heads, but from our hearts. That the world would see and know a difference. I was talking to someone this week who was talking about in their church there was someone that sings and doesn't sing on key, but they sing it from the heart and they love being next to them when they sing. That's the kind of singing I like. That comes from the heart. Amen? The great shepherd. He's always keeping watch over His flock. To become part of His flock, you must be born again. He wants all to come and be part of His flock. The question this morning is, can you say this morning, the Lord is my shepherd? It's personal. I can't say it for you. You must come to that belief yourself. You must come to it on your own. I can't drag you to Him. I can't force you to Him. But if you'll come, He will claim you and you can claim Him. He will call you His sheep and you can call Him my shepherd. Some of the most glorious words that could ever be spoken. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. Turn with me if you would to 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2 and verse 25. For we are His sheep. For ye were His sheep going astray. But are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. You see, when you believe, you're no longer going away. You have now returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Someone tried to tell me this week that men and animals are no different. We all have souls. And I said to them, no, sir, you're just mistaken. You're sincere, but you're sincerely mistaken. God didn't breathe life into the animals. He breathed into man, and man became a living soul. Animals do believe they have a spirit of some sort that goes down, and then it's gone. But man goes on forever. They're in the image of God. They cannot cease to exist. We will exist either in hell or in heaven for all eternity. Oh, listen, can you say this morning, the Lord is my shepherd? Let me close with Psalm 23 this morning. Psalm 23. If you know the Lord this morning, you understand this psalm. And if you don't know the Lord this morning, He wants you to know Him just like this psalm talks of Him. It starts off with the question I ask you. Can you say, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Everything you see in that chapter is because the Lord is my shepherd. Can you say this morning, "The Lord is my shepherd"? Does He know you? Do you hear His voice and follow Him? Do you know Him this morning? If you don't know Him, in a few moments when we sing the song of invitation, why don't you walk down front and take my hand and say, "Preacher, I want to be a sheep. I want to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd. I want my sins forgiven. I want to come home to the Father." Counselors are here with Bibles in hand to sit down with you, share their word with you, pray with you. The choice must be yours, but we'll show you what the Bible says. And you come this morning and you get it settled. And then, Christian, if you know He's your shepherd, you should look at Psalm 23 and the things we shared this morning and the other verses, and it should bring rejoicing to your heart this Christmas season. One of the first groups that our Lord appeared to, the great shepherd appeared to, was the shepherds. God cares about the sheep. God cares about you. Aren't you glad? He cares about you. He knows everything about you. And He's leading you in the way everlasting. Perhaps this morning you would come to an altar and just kneel there and thank Him for taking you into His flock. Thank Him for becoming your great shepherd. Thank Him for the life He gave at Calvary that you could be a part of His flock. Perhaps you want to come this morning and just kneel and ask Him to use you this Christmas season to share the good news, the glad tidings that He has come. Amen? That He has died for all men. Father, I pray now You'd have Your way in the invitation. I thank You, Lord Jesus, for being the great shepherd, for coming and laying Your life down for the sheep, that all who believe in You and put their faith and trust in You from the heart are born again, become a part of Your flock, whom You care for, You feed, You guide, You take care of, You hold them in Your arms, You keep them in Your bosom, You keep them close at hand. When they tend to go astray, You know how to bring them back. I thank You. For those that may be here under the sound of my voice this morning that don't know they're a child of Yours, that don't know they're part of Your flock, one of Your sheep, one of Your lambs, I pray this morning they come in the invitation. What a privilege it be this Christmas season to lead them to Christ. Father, I give You the invitation, the power of Your Holy Spirit, and the power of Your Word. I ask in my Savior's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Friend, if this message has been a blessing to you, or if we can help you in any way, please contact us at the Antrim Faith Baptist Church, P.O. Box 129, Zellinger, PA 17272. Or if you're in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, visit us at our church, 248 West 2nd Street, Waynesboro, PA 17268, at the lower level of the Renaissance Building. We'd love to have you stop in with us. If you'd like to email me, it's Pastor Herb, PastorHerb, at Embark, EMBARQ, mail, MAIL.com. Thank you very much for listening. Lord bless you, and have a great day.